people named Joe around the country to get a just sort of a, I don't know, a feel, an off-the-wall poll to see who was going to win the election. And we were right, too. Our results ended up reflecting what happened that
night. We wanted to establish ourselves as the new news leader in town. And we did. We beat every other station, TV and radio in town, in projecting Ronald Reagan the winner on Election Day just, a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
By going to the library the day before and pulling out the names of Joes from phone books all across America and calling several of them on the show. When the show ended, what was the final tally?
It was about 12 or 13 for Reagan and zip for Mondale.
One guy had died, one had moved away. Said no comment. We called one fellow in Anchorage, Alaska, just for the hell of it, and just to run up the phone bill since we don't pay it around here.
This QMF.
What's the counts on the average Joe election poll today?
We have five Joes are voting for Reagan, no Joes voting for Fritz, one Joe is abstaining today, one Joe had no comment, three Joes were not home, and one Joe has either moved or he died. We're not sure.
Now, checking the map, we've called Joes in Wyoming, mm-hmm. New Hampshire, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
We've covered the eastern coast, I think.
We're going to have to go west, young man, go west.
Mm-hmm.
And a state that is overlooked frequently because of its distant location is Alaska.
Sure.
And since we're not paying the phone bill here, why don't we phone up a Joe in Anchorage?
Let's do that.
Take your pick here. You want Joe Brown or Joe and Emily Britton?
Let's go with Joe and Emily.
Joe and Emily, they sound like some nice folks, don't they?
Good middle-of-the-road American couple. Probably up having their coffee, counting the moose in their backyard.
Would that be Mises or Mooses?
It's Reagan's aide.
That's right, Mises. Ed Mises.
Ed Mises. I think that would be Moose.
Mooses. John's going to like this phone bill, isn't he?
Yeah.
What is it, yesterday in Alaska or Sunday?
Tomorrow, I'm not sure.
Waking up Joe. And Emily.
Send her my love.
Joe.
Yes.
It's the show with no name team calling from 96 QMF in Louisville, Kentucky, sir. You are in Anchorage, Alaska, correct?
Yes.
Joe, we're calling with an Election Day poll. We're trying to get the early election returns in as soon as we can.
4 o'clock in the morning.
Pardon me?
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Lord, I'm sorry.
It's 9 o'clock here, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I forgot about the time change here. Quickly then, Joe, I'm sorry. Who are you going to be going with today?
Reagan.
Reagan. Are you a Republican, sir, or...
Independent.
How old the gentleman are you, Joe?
71.
71. Going for Reagan.
Awful sorry we woke you. How's Emily, Joe?
She's asleep.
How are you?
Very unfortunate occurrence happened to us. And
I think this was June, wasn't it? The solar eclipse that occurred this past summer at some point. And you know, it was another unnatural cause for a solar eclipse.
It was a nun in a hot air balloon who blocked out the actual sun for... couple minutes.
The world's largest nun happened to be there. Apparently were a bunch of stories in the paper at the time about a nun getting some balloon flight, and the solar eclipse was occurring around the same time, so we put two and two together and figured that's how the solar eclipse was caused. The world's largest nun flew by. Ron and I, of course, couldn't resist the temptation. You're never supposed to look at something directly.
An eclipse.
We had a big party in the park, and we looked up, and the nun's skirt blew up at the wrong time, and we were both blinded. As I recall. Isn't that what happened?
That's right. Gust of wind.
It was only temporary. I think God was just kind of teaching us a harsh lesson.
Don't ever do that again.
And I will never, ever look at any nun flying in a hot air balloon. But did we know the wind was going to blow?
That's right.
Heck no. See how I've cleaned my image up here?
The day after that party, after that occurrence, we had some problems trying to do our show. And we were kind of worried that Mr. Otting was going to fire us because we were blind.
Can, you know, DJs work blind? Well, there's Ed Phillips. I think he's on Country 11, and he's proof positive enough. But Mr. Otting is a guy that's hard to convince. So we hired a guy to come in and read the correct time to us so we could give the time. And I decided that I would take our show no name traffic copter up to read to do traffic reports to prove, even though I was blinded, I could still do the traffic, and Ron could still run the controls, and we could be DJs here on the big old funky Q.
I need your patience here, folks. There's a lot of people forming in front of the radio station, apparently wanting to, I guess, laugh and make rude gestures at us, of course, because we've lost our sight. Terry is in the copter on top of QMF. Overnight, Jeff went out, removed the rotary blades from the copter, and he put a lawnmower on top, which sounds like a helicopter. Terry's in the copter, thinks he's been flying over the waters and giving traffic reports. He doesn't realize he has not left the ground yet. And there are... Slide that door open for me, Jeff, will you? There's some people forming in front of the radio station laughing and stuff, and I really wish you wouldn't do that because... Folks, he doesn't... It's not funny. People, please. They're pointing up to the roof of the building, laughing, pointing, because Terry doesn't realize he's sitting up there in the copter with a lawnmower engine on top. So if you could, don't stop and, you know, do that kind of thing. This is the show in the name. We'll be right back. I'm going to throw it up on the roof. Please understand, Terry thinks he's flying, all right? So that you're going to hear some confusing things here. That's the deal. He hasn't left the building yet. Throw it up on the roof, Jeff.
Hey, Rod. We on?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm flying over I-64 right now. Westbound traffic a little bit slowed down from the Cochrane Tunnels to Spaghetti Junction due to the construction work. Traffic moving in one lane only, of course.
He doesn't know, but he has not left the building yet. He's sitting on top of QMF.
And now I head over southern Indiana and see how I-65 shapes up north from the Kennedy Bridge.
I'm going to let him go ahead and continue. I mean, he's not doing any harm to anyone, and the man lost his sight, so I think it's the least we could do. Be patient. Bear with us, please.
You know, on second thought, the engine's starting to sputter a little bit, Ron, and I'm thinking maybe I may bring this puppy in and maybe running out of gas or something. So how about if I just bring it back in and land on the top of QMF? I think maybe I've proven to the boss now that even without my eyesight, I'm capable of handling this job. You with me on that or not?
Bring it down, man.
Okay, I'm right over the building now, and there's the heliport. I'm coming in now.
It's a lawnmower.
All right, easy does it. And touchdown. The Eagle has landed. Well, I guess that line's been used, hasn't it? Turn this sucker off here. Where are the keys at? I know the ignition's here somewhere. Oh, it's right around here next to the stick. Let's see. There we go. She's down. Got her down here.
If you folks on the street could please refrain from laughing, please don't tell him what just happened. All right, I'm going to...
What are you people laughing at? What's going on?
Come on in, Jerry. Come on in, man.
What are all these people laughing?
Don't worry about it. Just come on in. Feel your way along the wall. This is really, it's distracting. I know it's an inconvenience for you people listening. You're used to a lot of humor, a lot of funny stuff. We are going to work these things out. As soon as Terry comes in, I'm just going to go ahead and play along with it. You know, he was up doing the copter thing and traffic reports and this and that. So if you could, bear with me. Don't call and tell him what happened. Ah, come on in. Hey, that was great.
Which way? Which way should I go?
Probably to the left.
Left?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You went to the right, man. Be careful. Watch it. Future Bob's got mirrors everywhere.
What, did they rearrange the furniture again?
They did it last night as a joke. Watch out.
Jeez.
You all right?
Oh, God.
There you go. I can hear you getting closer. I think you're right. You got to be
is
close.
Is this my chair?
There it is. You got it?
Okay. That's not my chair. You pulled my chair out from under me.
No, I didn't.
You did so.
No, man. Duke and Future Bob.
Don't do those old Helen Keller jokes with me. Who do you think you're playing
they
with?
They rearranged
here?
The furniture last night as a bad joke. Now,
is this
on.
My chair here?
Yeah.
Just okay,
do
let
it
me
slow.
Put my butt down.
Take it easy. Slow. Terry.
That is not my chair. Who is somebody? Who's in the room?
Just me.
Somebody
else.
Is in the room pulling my chair out when I'm trying to sit down here.
Just stand right there. Don't move.
Okay, well, I can't stand up and do the rest of the show.
Well, I can hear you on the mic, so you've got to be close.
I'm not Mr. Ed. I got to sit down, okay? Archie, catch me! Catch me!
We better play a record, Jeff.
Help me up, will you?
Show No Name from, you all right?
Somebody help me up here.
I can't see where you are.
I got glass all over me.
All right, just sit right there. Let me,
Get out of your chair.
Let me get my stick.
Send somebody.
Let me get my stick, man. I'll be right there. I'm coming.
Where are you at?
I don't know.
I'm feeling a turntable or something.
Play a record, Jeff.
I'm near the record player or something.
It's QMF.
Well, somebody...
Watch it. Oh, be careful now.
Will somebody who can see come in here and pick us up?
This has got to be one of the most talked about things, I guess, we've done. A lot of people saying, yeah, did you guys really get sued for that?
April Fool's Day, 1983, we called someone, and, well, at the time, back in those days, we were taking calls from people and asking them for setups. You call up, give us a scenario, and we'll call the person, and, you know, that way you could, the relative could give us setup information, the person's name, their job.
That's what happened.
So this guy calls, says he and his wife had just been in New Jersey. She bought a lottery ticket and just had been talking about the lottery ticket for 3 or 4 days, and she just felt in her bones that
you guys, you gotta call.
She was going to win. She knew she was going to win. So you guys call her and tell her that she won, and she'll love it. She'll go nuts. Yeah. So we did as we were instructed.
Here it is.
Hello.
Hello. Is there a Cindy Etheridge there, please?
Yes, this is she.
Cindy, this is the New Jersey Lottery calling. Have you recently been in New Jersey?
Yes, my husband and I were there a few weeks ago.
Did you purchase a lottery ticket, perhaps, while you were in New Jersey?
Huh?
Cindy, I wonder if you could... is the ticket anywhere near you?
Yeah. Let me go get it?
Yeah. Please.
Just a minute.
She's going to go for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to kill her husband when he gets home from work, too.
Oh, he deserves it. Taking her to New Jersey. Give me a break.
Here, I got it right here.
What's the number on it there, Cindy?
It's 6875.
Cindy, you'd better sit down here for a second.
Sit in a chair. You got one handy?
Yeah, I do.
We got some good news for you.
Cindy, you have just won $1 million.
How much?
$1 million, Cindy. It's all yours.
Cindy?
Yes.
It's for real. You're going to buy what? Houses? Boats? What do you...
Just everything. You won't believe what we can do with this money.
We have it on good authority that your father's really sick and he needed some money to help pay his hospital bills.
Yeah, he has, and he's been on a kidney machine for 3 years now, and we've just been going broke. The insurance is running out, and, oh, this is going to be great. I can't wait to tell him.
You're a millionaire, Cindy.
How do you
great?
Feel?
I can't believe it.
I thought surely you'd scream. I've never heard anybody win $1 million and not scream. Let belt one out there, Cindy. Come on.
I can't believe it.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Hey, Cindy.
Hold on, Cindy. Hold on a sec.
Have you ever heard of QMF?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of the show with no name?
Yes.
Well, that's who's really calling you, Cindy. You didn't win a red cent.
Hi, Cindy.
April Fool's Day.
your husband
called, asked us to...
You think that's funny, huh?
Well, your husband called.
Yeah, he told us you guys were in New Jersey.
He said you'd love it.
A lottery ticket.
Oh, so y'all were in this together?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're...
Well,
He thought it'd be funny, Cindy.
No, it's not funny.
So, well, it's an April Fool's gag.
Well, I hope you two have some good lawyers, because you're sure gonna need them, pal.
Uh-uh,
Cindy. We
worked that out. We gave her a bunch of Crocus albums, and she's happy now.
Yeah, we
learned that lesson.
We haven't called anybody else and told them they've won $1 million since that.
Nope.
We learned
now,
that lesson.
From that call, it was the inception of the cash call giveaway at $4.28.
We ain't crazy.